Can gays and lesbians be cured? The controversial idea that counseling and therapy can overcome homosexual tendencies is at the heart of what's called the ex-gay movement. Renee Gattell of member station KJZZ attended a conference in Phoenix, Arizona, devoted to these therapies.
The all-day event at Bethany Bible Church is called Love One Out. It's sponsored by Focus on the Family. The essential message is that homosexuality can be overcome through therapy and devotion to Jesus Christ.
I used to be gay. Big whoop.
Alan Chambers is one of the speakers.
You know what? God did an amazing work in my life, and I'm so proud every day to be a living, breathing example of His grace and His mercy and His transformation.
Hallelujah. You know, and his talk is called Help for Those Who Struggle and is one of many smaller sessions over the course of the day. About 75 men and women are in the audience.
I think you'll find that success is inevitable. Amen? Thank you.
Chambers is president of Exodus International, an umbrella group for many Christian ex-gay ministries. He says more and more people uncomfortable with their same-sex attractions are seeking what some in the ex-gay movement call reparative therapy.
Cure is not a word that I would ever use. Certainly that's not what we're advocating with regards to homosexuality, but we are saying that it is a condition that people have found freedom from. They have changed.
Evangelical Christians aren't the only religious group offering to help gays and lesbians suppress their sexual desires. There's a Jewish program, Jonah, Jews offering new alternatives to homosexuality. A Roman Catholic ministry called Courage focuses on chastity and follows a 12-step program. Each approach is a bit different, but generally they include prayer, biblical teachings, and some sort of individual or group therapy. But some mental health experts are skeptical.
There really isn't any scientifically adequate research behind reparative therapy.
Clinton Anderson directs the Lesbian, Gay, and Bisexual Concerns Office in Washington, D.C. for the American Psychological Association. The APA says so-called conversion therapy is not supported by science.
We have the concern, first of all, that the therapies have never been adequately demonstrated to be safe or effective, and that the promotion of such therapies contributes to the climate of prejudice and discrimination in this country.
But leaders in the ex-gay movement say thousands of Americans are now living as former homosexuals and that each person should have the right to decide for themselves what is best. The Love One Out conference is taking a lunch break and people are streaming out of the church. About 100 protesters are chanting outside. Many say they find the conference offensive and that gays and lesbians shouldn't need to change who they are, regardless of their religion. Standing nearby and watching it all are Penny and Mark Vatcher and their son, Brett. They live in San Diego, but made the 350-mile drive to hear the testimonials. Brett Vatcher is 16 years old and says he knows he's gay.
I did not want to come at all. I don't know, like, I didn't even know what to do. So I was just like, I guess I have no choice because, like, my parents, you know, they control my life.
Brett's parents are both devout Christians and say they just want what's best for their son. They're considering therapeutic programs to help Brett become heterosexual. His mother, Penny, says the conference was inspiring.
Even though my son right now is at this point not desiring to be anything following the Lord, I believe that seeds are planted today, and I have the faith that it's going to be growing and watering through his life, and one day he will accept Christ.
Brett says he listened with interest to the formerly gay speakers and found their stories compelling. But standing next to his mom and dad, Brett admits he's not interested in any kind of therapy.
Don't tell my parents, but no. I don't know, because I know I'm gay, and, like, I don't know, their stories are really inspiring, but I know this is me, and I don't really want to change.
Brett's dad, Mark, said the conference taught him that he needs to learn to love his son unconditionally.
Absolutely. Love him forever.
He also says the weekend renewed his hopes that one day his son will become straight. For NPR News, I'm Renee Gattell in Phoenix.